Welcome back to Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Joe Manchin, that slippery Joe Manchin, very, very much getting under my skin, But there's a ray of hope. There are two rays of hope. I want you to feel better about SB1 and HR1. Here are the rays of hope. Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, has confirmed that they're in discussions with Manchin about what tweaks they can make to SB1 that could get his support and would even get his support to bust the filibuster to put it through. Now you say, well, why should we do that? Well, SB1 has a lot of things in it, and 90% of them are important that I want. Get rid of gerrymandering, enshrine absentee voting with specific standards, stop the tampering by states. But there are a lot of things in any bill that you could probably give up, and maybe Manchin's looking for a fig leaf. Now, I personally don't believe that he's only looking for a fig leaf. My personal belief, if I were in that negotiating team, is that it's much more serious than that. But Manchin threw out a bone. He threw out a bone, threw it out before, mentioned on the show a long time ago, slipped everybody's mind. But here's the bone. Manchin says he supports the John Lewis Act. Manchin says he supports that act, which basically restores the Voting Rights Act that the Supreme Court got rid of. Remember? There was a time when something like, I don't know, a dozen southern states mostly couldn't make any changes to their election laws without the permission of the Justice Department. And the Justice Department would oversee it and decide if this was something that was impinging on minority rights and voting rights. Manchin's idea, which is a terrific idea, is restore it, but apply to all 50 states. All 50 states. That would include Iowa, for instance, which has already started to restrict voting. It would include New York. It would include California. It would include Illinois, but it would include the entire South. It would entire every red and blue state. And there'd be an office set up in the Justice Department, and they would come in with their proposals. I'll tell you what, especially in this Justice Department, Texas would not be making these changes that they're making now. Georgia would not be making these changes, neither would Arizona. Neither would Iowa. What I would like to see is Merrick Garland stand up for a change and say one of the things they're going to require are fair maps. He can do it that way if this act were to pass. Now, you know what that would do, though? That would hit all of the gerrymandered red states, like Wisconsin, the South, and elsewhere, but it would also hit Illinois, New York, and elsewhere, where the gerrymander, Maryland, the gerrymandering goes the other way. And that's fine. I think in good, solid, fair maps, lots of 50-50 districts, 48-52 districts, that kind of thing, talent, merit prevails. But when you have gerrymandering and they're all 60-40 districts, or in the case of Democrats in Wisconsin, in Dane County and in Milwaukee, the Democratic votes are all lumped together and they're 80-20 districts. So the Democrats are going to win, but not a lot of them. And you get some peculiar folks. Believe me, not the best legislators on the Democratic side that way. On the Republican side, you get even more peculiar folks, authoritarians, slaves to their donors, injurers of Wisconsin, like Voss and the rest of them. Now, that is a huge concession. If Manchin says that, and he means it, it's going to have to require that he get rid of the filibuster or that the parliamentarians say that this is governed by budget reconciliation, but there's not a lot of financial impact on it, so she may say it's not. But guess what? The Senate by majority, simple majority, can overrule the parliamentarian. And here's a fig leaf for Manchin. Put through the John Lewis Act with his support. Tell the parliamentarian that this is budget reconciliation. We only need 51 votes. She will probably say no. Then you overrule the parliamentarian with Manchin's support. You overrule the parliamentarian and you put it into effect, and the Justice Department has to review all of these voting rules in all the states. And it has to be more than just they have to put changes to them, because for some changes have already gone in, so they don't make any more changes. They're still tied everything up. No, no. You look at it, you mandate under this law fair maps. You mandate under this law absentee voting with certain, you know, fairly reasonable deadlines in advance, 3 weeks maybe. In-person voting, automobile voting. I voted by automobile in Milwaukee back a year ago. You know, especially if it was COVID, you sit in your car. And when it's your turn, somebody comes running out with a mask on and hands it through the window and you vote. It's terrific. Did it in Houston. Now they're getting rid of it. That is something. What's better is if SB 1 just goes through and Manchin supports it, but Manchin's not going to support it because Manchin had a scare last time when he was up for re-election. He won by 3 percentage points. I'll tell you, to his credit, Trump won that state by, you know, over 30 percentage points when he ran, even this last time. So Manchin is facing obliteration. But I'll tell you what, I've said this before, Sherrod Brown in Ohio is far, far left, very far left in the party. Ohio is a red state. He makes no bones about it, and he wins because people like people who tell the truth, who are authentic. And that's what he believes. So Manchin said, look, I'm a Democrat. I'm a Franklin Roosevelt Democrat, New Deal Democrat. I'm a John Kennedy Democrat, a Truman Democrat. That's what I am. And that's what West Virginia was and is. We're going to have fair maps. He could say that. He's more likely to win that way than pussyfooting around with Moscow Mitch. So there you have it. There you have it with Manchin, the bone. Schumer is negotiating with him. And unless Manchin is stringing him along, and maybe he is, Schumer thinks there's a possibility that they can adjust that bill, still make it very strong, and Manchin go along and give Manchin a fig leaf. My own personal view is, you know, Schumer's a good negotiator, but I didn't wake up yesterday either, and I'll tell you something. I think Manchin will continue to talk. Don't know it'll ever come anywhere. But Manchin himself has said that he would support the John Lewis Act, and he has said that his solution is not for Congress to mandate voting laws in the state, but rather that all the states have to submit them to the Justice Department for review and for an order from the Justice Department if they're going to impinge on voting rights. And up until now, the emphasis has been on minority voting rights. Well, I'll tell you what, that is a long way in any event. That would help a long way, but it's a very, very slight adjustment to say, all voting rights, all voting rights. The first thing you do, get rid of gerrymandering. Get rid of gerrymandering, and it will take care of itself. And if you also put in good rules on absentee voting by mail, mail-in voting, absentee voting, access to ballots, and above all, honest people counting the votes. Part of what the Republicans are doing is requiring by law dishonest people to count the votes. You might as well have Cyber Ninja count the votes. You might as well have Ted Cruz count the votes. Some of these places, they're taking the Secretary of State out of it because she's elected. Something's got to be done. Ray of hope, ray of hope. Schumer says that Manchin is willing to deal. Let's see what happens. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.